Blog Talk Radio. be unto you. Hallelujah, my brothers and sisters, scattered abroad unto the 12 tribes of Israel. Repeat, scattered abroad. We thank the Lord for this awesome afternoon. Amen. Jesus is Lord unto the glory of God. And all God's people can say it by the Holy Ghost. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Spirit and the quickening Spirit. We cannot do without our holy parents. We are helpless, useless, and worthless without you. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being so good and bringing us to another week, and for your angels that you dispatch all around us, going and coming by car and by feet. Any other way we travel, we just want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you. Amen. Amen. This is God's Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministry on the air again on the Blog Talk Radio. We welcome you, you, and you. Amen. And we're going to go back right into the book of the Revelation. Amen. I just love that book and all the word of God. Amen. Going and back to the book of the Revelation. And we were talking about the spiritual blessing that the Lord, that Jesus left in Smyrna church. Amen. We're going to go back into the Revelation 2 and 11. No, 2, I'm sorry, and 10. Because we're talking about where he said, and I will give thee a crown of life. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Who would not want to wear the crown of the uncorruptible God and the incorruptible seed, Jesus Christ? Who would not want to wear that crown? And not only just wear a plain old crown, you want some stones. Hallelujah. In your crown. And when you have some stones in your crown, amen, and Jesus gives you a crown of life, Christ is our life, amen, it's all in the word of God. And these are spiritual blessings. Amen. Blessing. Hallelujah. Favor on your life. Favor. Excellent. Favor. Because God is good. Excellent. Spirit. Favor in your life. And as I said before, he left a blessing in all seven churches. Amen. And I believe this is the last time we will be coming, talking about Smyrna church. And because we're going to go on to the next church after that. We see Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos. But nevertheless, we're going to talk about just that crown of life that Jesus left in Smyrna church. And we bless God for that. Because on the last episode that I left, even in our days and time, as well in those days, they had to overcome all things that take place in wherever you fellowship or wherever you fellowship. Jesus overcame for us. We have to stay overcomers through Jesus Christ. And we need the hope of glory every day, my friend, my brothers and sister. Our holy parent gives us this day. He gives us his breath every day. Hallelujah. And we want to walk in the newness of the Spirit. And we need a willing mind. Our daily bread, amen. He gives us that every day. We have no excuse. Amen. Verdell, do not have any excuse because Jesus made it happen for us a long time ago. before the foundation of the world, and also kept us from the wrath to come, not to have a part of the second death in the lake of fire burning with fire and brimstone. Amen. He made a way for us to escape those things. He left it in the word of God. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something, my friend. He wants you and I to wear the crown of life. Amen. He owns. Doesn't Jesus wear a crown? Amen. He's so precious, isn't he? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's go into find some scriptures on the crown of life. The first scripture, we will go into the book of James. Amen. Let's go and turn those pages. We will go into the book of James. I'm giving you a few minutes to get that, my friend. James 1:12. And it means supplants or undermine. And this book was written around 46 AD by, you know, when you study, hallelujah, around 46 AD. But I really believe that no one really know the exact date. But if we study, this is the date that was left on record, around 46 AD. It means Anno Domini. Simply mean in the year of our Lord. And Domini, I just simply mean that Jesus was ruling. Amen. He had authority to rule because, and he got it from the Father. Don't you remember when he said, I believe it's 28:18, all powers are given unto me in heaven and in earth. The Father gave him that authority and power, and he's on the right hand of power interceding for you and I right now to receive, and those that do not have it, to receive a crown of life, a spiritual blessing, stones in your crown. Do you have it, my friend? Let's find out what it says in James 1:12. Are you ready? Blessed means happy, praise is the man, talking about the woman, even talking about the children, those that believe in seeking and asking the Lord to help them for his instruction in the word and for his wisdom and asking for him for his knowledge to know. Another term of knowledge for that, identify. Amen. And understand his instruction. As King Solomon said, get wisdom, get knowledge out of all thy getting. He said, get understanding. Understanding what thus says the Lord. Now, let me go back to this scripture. Let me go back. Blessed is the man that endured temptation. See that colon behind that? That means something else. Go with that. And I have other scripture go with that, but we want to talk about the crown. Amen. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown. You see it? Crown of life. Did you know Christ is our life? It's in your word. Which the Lord had what? Promised. God promised us many things in the word of God. Did you know he promised us a long life? If we do what he says, it's in there. It's all in the book of Psalms. But we have to study and find out what God has said. To them that what? Love him. Love. There's different types of love. But this love here that Jesus was talking about, you can find that in 2 John 6. To walk after his commandment. And his commandment from the beginning is the word. Jesus walked in it. God walked in his own commandment. We must walk after, just like he said, his commandment. And he made it plain and simple for all of us. Amen. So we can wear the crown of glory, the crown of life. And of course, reference to that also is in James 5:11, but we will not go into that because we want to keep it on the crown of life. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Also, let's look at First Peter, my friend. You know, Peter means a rock, a rock or stone. But that rock is a small aura because Christ is the capital rock. Amen. And Peter was part of the rock, which means part of that rock, Peter means stone. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go into Peter, 1 Peter 5, 4. Turn those pages with me. 1 Peter 5, 4. Amen. We're talking about the crown. Glory to God. And this book was written around 60 A.D. in the year of our Lord. And Anno Domini. Jesus was ruling, my friend. He's going to always rule. He was ruling, hallelujah, even when he brought the children out of Egypt. Amen. You remember the cloud and the fire by night? Take note to that. Take heed to that. Hallelujah. And we rule under the chief shepherd. Not over, we are under. Hallelujah. The chief shepherd. Look what 1 Peter 5, 4. We're going to look at 3, 2, and in your spare time, you can read 1, 2. Look what it says in verse 4. It says, and when the chief shepherd, talking about Jesus Christ, the crown of life, shall appear, ye shall receive, what it said, a crown of glory. Talking about the glory of God. That what? Faded not away. That's that uncorruptible seed. We can have it. If you have a willing mind and you want to obey rather than that, rather than yourself, 365 days of year, humbling yourself, you can wear that crown. Let's read another one here. 5. It says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elders. Yes, all of you be subject one to another. We can wear that crown and be clothed with humility. We better humble ourselves. We better have to humble ourselves. We all have to humble ourselves. For God, the Spirit, resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. If you humble yourself, let me tell you something, and stay in the Word and study the Word, you can have the crown of life and you can have some stones in your crown. Amen. Humble yourself. Right now, I'm talking to myself too. Therefore, under the mighty hand of God, the Spirit, that he may what? Exalt you in due time. Cast all your cares upon him. For he cares for you. He wants you to wear that crown, my friend. Did you know that? And this is why, let me go back up to 1 and 2. Amen. Go back to 1 and 2. We're talking about that beautiful crown. The elders which are among you exhort, who am also an elder. This was Peter talking here. He was a witness, testified of the suffering. Amen. The suffering of Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, the Master, and also a partaker of the glory, huh? Peter wore that crown. Yes, he did, and still wearing it. That shall be what revealed, made known through the flock of God. All ministers should do this with the word of the Spirit, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly. We better do this. Have a willing mind. Not for Sister Lucy talking about money. Huh? Dishonored gain. Huh? But of a ready mind. Did he tell you first we must have a willing mind? We have to do that, my friend. God left everything on record for us. Amen. I know it's right. The Bible is right. And the Bible is true, and it will always be true. Do not ever, ever forget that, because there is no counsel or any knowledge against the Word of God. God left it on record, and we must That's imperative, that we obey the word of God, sun up and sun down, 24/7. You can do it through a meditation. You may do it through a song. You may do it through a hand clap. You may do it by reading song and sing, making melodies in your heart. Hallelujah. And when you, let me tell you something, and I'm talking from experience, because this is what the Lord allowed me to do, from sun up to sundown. Hallelujah. I want to wear that crown of glory right now. Hallelujah. And he said, in the land of the living, and that's a higher level. Of the land of the living, let me tell you something, that's a higher level. Glory. God is not, he is not the God of the dead, but of the what? Living. And as I believe I said, we're in the land of the living. I'm living. I'm sitting in heaven place right now. Yes, there's some dead walking around dead. Uh-huh. Those are the ones is not wearing the crown. Those are the ones that's not seeking God. Those are the ones that's not asking for God. Those are the ones that's not knocking for the Lord. Amen. No, you will not wear that crown. But because of his mercy, he gave all of us a chance, hallelujah, to try to get it right. But some of us will never, never believe the gospel. All right? And you do. Do you hear what I'm saying? You are doomed for the second death, the lake of fire, burning with fire and brimstone. This is the word of God. And you will not, if I'm doing it, not doing what God tells me to do, I, Verdell, will not escape. Amen. And I will not have the crown of life, that spiritual blessing. Hallelujah. Those spiritual blessings that he left in all seven churches. Don't you know we have a good God, an excellent God? Did you know God wants us to have that spirit in us? Did you know Daniel had an excellent spirit in him? But that was God's spirit in him. Let me tell you something. Even Daniel wearing a crown. Just men made perfect or perfect. Amen. Sometimes we use perfect, but when we go in the book of Psalms, it actually talks about perfect. And only one can perfect us is what? The what? Incorruptible seed. That's the word of God. That's the only one. Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ. The word of God. Because God, did you know, I believe in St. John 6:63. Did you know God's words are spirit and life? Do you know God is a spirit? Did you know Jesus is our life? It's in the book. It's in the word of God. St. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and to worship must worship him. In spirit, hakamanidisikia, and in truth. He left it on record for us. Did you know Jesus said, I believe, St. John 17:17? Sanctify them through thy truth. Why? Thy word is truth. Glory. We want to hold the truth because we want to receive the crown of life, that spiritual blessing with stone in your crown. An awesome king. Jesus is our king as well. Born king. Oh, God was always king. And you can go back in the First Samuel around the 8th chapter. Amen. God never wanted a king for Israel. Israel wanted a king, the 12 tribes. They wanted a king because they want to do what the other. No, you don't want to do what everybody do. Do what God tells you to do. Walk in the spirit. Amen. Walk in love. Walk in after his commandment. Shekinah glory, love. Huh? That's what you want to walk in. Hallelujah. Excellent glory, love. The engrafted word, love. The word of God, love. Glad tidings, love. That's the love he's talking about. He said, if you love me, talking about walking after his commandment, huh? Keep my, mean do it. Hear and do. Hear and do. We have to do the same thing in 2016. I'm going to share one more with you because our time is getting short, amen, where in the book of the Revelation, I believe that's 3:11. Let's go into the book of the Revelation. And we believe that the Revelation were written around 96 A.D., simply talking about in the year of our Lord. Amen. Oh, I tell you, my friend, when we talk about the Word of God, it goes so quickly. You have it, my friend? This will be the last scripture I will share with you, because our time is getting short. Go in. I'll try to give you time. The Revelation 3:11. The Revelation 3:11. Amen. And it will take you right back also to 2:10. The Revelation 2:10. Amen. And I may share one more, but let's see what it says in Revelation 3:11. Behold, be aware, observe, look, huh? Ah, Jesus, talking about Jesus, come, huh? Quickly, suddenly. That's a colon behind that. It's many other scriptures. Behold, I come quickly. Also in the Revelation 22, talks about, behold, I come quickly, 22, 7, and 12, and 21, I believe. But read your word. It's all there. Hold that fast, Jesus said. And he was talking, what church he was talking to? What church was this the Lord was talking to? Amen. Philadelphia Church. He said, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast. Mean don't let go, which thou hast, what he hath given you, that no man, what? Don't let no man take your crown. You better guard. It is up to you and I to guard your crown. To guard your stone. And let me name some of these stones quickly. The jasper, sapphire, chalcedonian, emerald, sardonyx, sardius, crystallite, beryl, topaz, crystallization, jason, and amethyst. Those are stones that you want to hold in your crown. Amen? Some of God's people, saints, that studying, acting, living, hearing, and do, have received those stones because they own 100. God kept people all over the world in colors. Colors doesn't matter to the Lord because he made all the colors. And all sizes, amen? Huh? You want some stones in your crown, and you also get another stone, amen, that belong to you, with your name written in it, all in the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm not gloating, but I have my stone. Amen. Now, I don't know after this life, whatever God has chosen for me after this life, it's all in the will of God. Amen. This is Virgil Elliott. You can reach me on the house number 213-325-3434. You may also call me at this number in area code 215-455-316 time. Same time, next Friday, if the Lord's will, he let us live, God's Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministry will be live on Blog Talk Radio from 6:30 p.m. to 7:00 p.m. Isn't he good? God is good all the time. May God continually to richly bless you in his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Amen. Amen. Bye-bye for now.